Morning.
很高兴再有机会可以见到弟兄姐妹们。
I'm thankful for the opportunity to see brothers and sisters again.
在去年年底的时候，我有一次跟弟兄姐妹交通。
Toward the end of last year, I had an opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
所以现在有可能两三个月的时间了。
And it has been two, three months since.
Yeah, 所以我再一次感谢主。
Once again, I thank the Lord.
现在我们也是先有一个祷告开始。
We will start by having a prayer.
亲爱的主啊，是因着你的怜悯跟你的慈爱，我们今天可以这样聚集。
Dear Lord, it is because of your mercy and loving kindness we can gather this morning in this manner.
愿意我们趁着还有今天。
We desire that as long as we still have today.
我们趁着你可以寻找的时候来寻找你。
As long as you can be found, we want to find you.
而且我们弟兄姐妹们彼此来激励。
Furthermore, brothers and sisters will constrain each other.
我们一同来奔走这个天路。
We will all partake of this heavenly way.
相信你一定会按着你的信实带领我们。
We all believe that you will lead us by your faithfulness.
把下面的时间也交托在你的手中。
We also entrust the ensuing time in your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那我在开始之前先讲一点题外话吧。
I want to have to talk about something outside of my sermon today before I start.
因为上次交通的时候我提到关于选举的内容。
Last time I mentioned about the election when I preached.
在这件事上有些争议。
There is some conflict in this matter.
Controversy.
There's some controversies in this matter.
当然也有 conflict. 但争议不稀奇。
It is not unique to have controversies.
但我所听到的是有些弟兄姐妹觉得被冒犯了。
But I have learned that some brothers and sisters feel that they have been offended.
有的弟兄姐妹甚至觉得被定罪了。
Even to the point that some brothers and sisters feel that they have been condemned.
所以这使我不得不在意。
So that I have to take this matter seriously.
所以下面这些话我是专门对这些弟兄姐妹讲的。
So I'm speaking these words to the brothers and sisters who feel that they've been offended by me.
一方面，如果信息的内容被引申成，投了谁的票呢？就证明谁是麦子，谁是败子，这不是我的本意。
It wasn't my original intention to say that depending on how you vote, it becomes wheat or tare.
或者对我来讲，一个人的属灵光景不是根据你投了谁来决定的。
To me, someone's spiritual condition is not determined by who you voted for.
所以愿意弟兄姐妹们不要给魔鬼留地步。
So we ask that you do not leave the devil any foothold.
判断我们的是神。
God is the one who judges us.
我再说，我没有这个资格，也没有这个意图。
I want to say again that I don't have this qualification or this intention.
那同时，如果我话语里面有不完全的地方，或者出于个人不完全的地方
，However, if my words or my person are imperfect,
这样的话让弟兄姐妹受伤的话
，And as a result, I hurt brothers and sisters.
我在这里要说对不起。
I have to say I'm sorry.
那最后呢，我也欢迎我们继续有个人的交通。
I also encourage to have an individual fellowship on this matter.
我相信圣经里面也讲到这一点。
I also believe that the Bible talks about this.
当面的责备也强如背地的爱情。
Rebuke in person is better than love that is hidden behind.
爱里的交通会让我们再一同往前。
Fellowship and love will encourage all of us to go forward.
所以我其实还有很多话，但我暂时先停在这里。
I have many words, but I'll stop here.
那今天我跟大家要分享的题目呢，是讲到那生来做犹太人王的。
Today my topic is he who has been born king of the Jews.
那这个内容是从一个感觉开始的。
I started this topic from a sense that I received.
因为我感觉今天我们属神的儿女一个很普遍的光景。
I sense that there is a very common condition that children of God have fallen into.
就是我们有美好的真理，但是很难成为我们里面的一个实际。
Which is we have very beautiful truth, but it is very hard to become reality in our lives.
就像诗歌第一节所讲的。
Just like first stanza says.
那里面讲到啊，主的作为是何等的奇妙。
It talks about how wondrous the works of the Lord is.
道成肉身。
The word become flesh.
而且主后来他一次献上就永远完成这个救赎。
And once for all, he has completed the salvation for us.
但不知道什么阻碍或者原因。
However, for some hindrance or whatever reason,
这一次就成就这么大的事。
Once for all, he has accomplished such a great thing.
就算再做一千次。
Even though he would have done it 1,000 times.
也影响不到我。
It couldn't have affected me.
与我无益。
It is not beneficial to me.
所以今天我们就来看这样一个题目。
So today we'll see this topic.
因为上周弟兄的交通，如果大家记得的话。
If you remember our brother's topic from last week.
神做的事情都是超乎寻常的事。
Because all the things that natural things he does is supernatural.
所以属灵的事都是超乎寻常的。
Therefore, spiritual things are all supernatural.
但有一条路。
But there is only one way.
就是凭着信。
Which is by faith.
所以下面我们会来读神的话。
So here we will read the word of God.
为什么呢？因为在罗马书第十章十七节讲得很清楚。
Because Romans 10:17 says very clearly.
在那里面讲啊，信道是从听道来，听道是从基督的话来。
Because faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ.
所以感谢主，我们有神的话可以有依据。
Therefore, we have the word of God as our assurance.
好，那我们先来读这一处的圣经，是在约翰福音18:37。
First, we'll read John 18:37.
比拉多就对他说：“这样，你是王吗？”耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。
John 18:37. Pilate therefore said to him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come to the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
所以在这个罗马的总督比拉多面前
Therefore, before the Roman governor Pilate,
主亲口承认一件事，这是一个真理。
And he personally acknowledged one thing which becomes the truth.
他就是那王。
He is the king.
他生来就是王。
He was born a king.
他到这个世界来就是来做王。
He came to this world to be the king.
比拉多听了之后，他没有信。
Pilate heard this, but he did not believe.
但今天在这里的弟兄姐妹们
However, today for brothers and sisters here,
我们都信了。
We have all believed.
但是我们很多时候没有信入。
However, we did not believed through thoroughly.
Yeah, believed in.
believed in.
那当然，姐妹的可能是更准确了。那信入就是说。我今天要跟大家分享的，我们要成为一个做梦的人。
In order to believe in this truth, we have to become a dreamer.
今天我就借着做梦这件事跟大家来分享，怎么样让这个真理成为实际。
So today I want to use the dreams to share with you how you can make this truth to become reality.
怎么样这个真理成为我们生命的内容？
How this truth can become the content of our lives.
那我们再读一处的圣经，不在这个那个幻灯上面。
Let's read a further word of scripture in the transparency.
没有在、那个。
Oh, it's not in the transparency.
Yeah, 所以大家可以现在拿出各自的圣经哈，在罗马书第八章二十八节。
So let's bring out your Bibles, Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans 8:28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样， 使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Amen. 那我们再读一处的圣经。
Let's read another scripture.
是在诗篇第126篇。
Which is in Psalm 126.
诗篇126篇，我从第一节开始读。
I will start reading Psalm 126 verse 1.
当耶和华将那些被掳的人带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream.
我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
Verse 2, then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
第三节，耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
Verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
那刚才我提到我今天是借着一个做梦这件事来跟大家分享。
Earlier, I mentioned that I'm going to share with you based on dreams.
那这个内容是记载在创世纪第37章开始。
And the content was recorded in Genesis, starting with chapter 37.
这个梦啊是贯穿整个当时的历史。
These dreams cut through the entire history at the time.
所以我们今天取其中的一段。
We would take an excerpt today.
这一段大概有八章的圣经。
There are altogether 8 chapters in the Bible.
那我们只是在里面来选读。
We're only selecting verses to read.
对很多人来讲是很熟悉的故事。
To many of you, this is a very familiar story.
但为了有些还不熟悉的。
However, for those of us who are less familiar,
也为了我们已经知道的更熟悉。
And also for us who could become more familiar,
那我们大家再把圣经拿出来，我们一起来读。
Let's bring out your Bible and let's read together.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
在创世纪第37章第二到第九节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 2 to 9.
创世纪第37章从第二节开始。
Genesis 37 starting with verse 2.
我们从中间一点开始。约瑟17岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是一个童子，与他父亲的妾庇拉西珀的儿子们常在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。
We'll start in the middle. Joseph, when 17 years of age, was pasturing the flock with his brothers while he was still a youth, along with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives.And Joseph brought back a bad report about them to their father.
以色列原来爱约瑟，过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
Verse 3, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a very colored tunic.
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
And his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and so they hated him and could not speak to him on friendly terms.
约瑟做了一梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发恨他。
Then Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more.
约瑟对他们说，请听我做的梦。
And he said to them, please listen to this dream which I had.
我们在田里捆禾架。
For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field.
我的捆起来站着，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。
And lo, my sheaf rose up and also stood erect, and behold, your sheaves gathered around and bowed down to my sheaf.
他的哥哥们回答说，难道你真要做我们的王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。
Then his brothers said to him, Are you actually going to reign over us? Or are you really going to rule over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words.
后来他又做了一梦。
Now he had still another dream.
也告诉他的哥哥们说，看哪，我又做了一梦，梦见太阳、月亮与十一个星向我下拜。
And revealed it to his brothers and said, Lo, I have had another dream, and behold, the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me.
所以在我们继续读之前，我们先稍微停一停。
So we'll take a pause here before we continue our scripture reading.
这是一个故事的开始。
This is the beginning of a story.
是讲到约瑟做了两个梦。
It talks about how Joseph had two dreams.
其实两个梦是一个内容。
But the two dreams are touching upon the same content.
我不知道大家读完之后你的感觉是如何。
I don't know what your sense is after you've read these words.
是不是觉得这个约瑟太大胆了？
Maybe you think that this Joseph was too bold.
起码我是这么想。
At least I was thinking like that.
连他的父亲其实后来都责备他。
Even his father was rebuking him.
因为这个梦听起来不得了啊。
Because these dreams were talking about great things.
所以我想我们先来看一看这个梦的内容到底讲的是什么。
So let's see what these dreams are really about.
第一个梦其实就讲一件事。
The first dream refers to this one thing.
就是他是弟兄中的长子。
Which is he is the firstborn among many brethren.
第二个呢讲的因为讲到太阳月亮十一颗星很多时候都是代表以色列国。
The second dream refers to, you know, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars. Usually they refer to the nation of Israel.
所以第二个梦的意思就是说他是犹太人的王。
The meaning of the second dream is that he is the king of the nation of Israel.
所以当我们知道这两个梦之后
After we know about these two dreams,
我觉得还有两点我们今天来看的时候我先提出来。
And there are two points I want to point out.
这样的话才能帮助我们今天来了解这一段的内容。
So that we can understand the content of this material.
第一个约瑟他这个梦其实他在里面预表的是主耶稣基督自己。
So in the dream, Joseph is a type of Jesus Christ himself.
所以让我们不舒服的地方可能你要了解的话就不会那么不舒服。
So it may make you very uncomfortable, but if you understand this point, it may make you less uncomfortable.
有弟兄姐妹讲啊在圣经里面预表耶稣的有很多。
Some brothers and sisters say that there are many types of Christ in the Bible.
我们可以记得大卫王。
We can remember King David.
但许多弟兄姐妹都说在圣经里面最完全能够预表耶稣的是约瑟。
However, many brothers and sisters feel that the one person who can be the best type of Christ is Joseph.
那我们很快来看一下，约瑟他这个人是黑白分明的人。
So we can quickly read through the verses to see that Joseph is very black and white.
所以他把这个哥哥们的恶都报告给父亲。
So he made a bad report of his brothers to his father.
好像是打小报告一样。
It's like his tattletaling.
但其实是因为他是就像光一样。
However, he is really like the light.
那我们也看到，就像耶稣来到这个地上，光照到地上，黑暗不接受光是一样的。
Just like Jesus came to this world, and the world does not receive him as the light. It's the same thing.
约瑟也被他的弟兄们所恨。
Likewise, his brothers also hated Joseph.
当主耶稣来到地上来的时候，那里面讲到啊，他兴起来要让以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
When Jesus came to this world, it says that he would cause the falls and rises of many in the nation of Israel.
而且我们看到他是父亲所爱的。
We also see that he is someone who is loved by the father.
把彩衣赐给他。
The father gave him the very colored tunic.
在圣经里面讲到衣服都是讲到行为。
When the Bible talks about garment, it talks about outward behavior.
所以我们看约瑟这一生的话非常的完全。
If we see the life of Joseph, his life is very complete.
那主耶稣也是一样。
Likewise, it is the same with Jesus.
主耶稣就是那无瑕疵神的羔羊。
The Lord Jesus is the lamb that is without blemish.
所以当祭司长、文士、当希律王、当罗马来审判他的时候都查不出他有罪。
So when the priests, when the scribes, when the chief priests and the Roman governors, when they were trying to judge him, they could not find any sin in him.
而且他是在这里面提到，他是父亲 年老所生的。
Also, it talks about how he is he is the son that was begotten by his father in his old age.
当我在思想的时候，就想到一处的章节。
When I think about this, I thought about one verse.
是在哥林多前书十五章四十六节。
Which is in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 46.
在哥林多前书十五章四十六节那里面。
In 1 Corinthians 15:46 says,
是这么讲，但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。
However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual.
所以讲到主耶稣，他是末后的，他是后来的。
So we talk about Jesus, he is the last, he is the last.
但是他却是弟兄中的长子。
However, he is the firstborn among many brethren.
所以约瑟他是凭应许生的。
So Joseph was born based on a promise.
在当时提到他跟他的哥哥们。
It talked about he and his brothers, older brothers.
他自己的母亲拉杰原来是不生育的。
His own mother, Rachel, was barren before.
所以我们记得像撒拉生以撒，那都是凭着应许生的。
So just like Isaac was born, all of this was born because of a promise.
所以我们的主耶稣也是圣灵怀孕生子。
Just like our Lord Jesus was also begotten through the Holy Spirit.
是在以赛亚书就预言，是凭着应许来的。
Through the prophecy in the book of Isaiah, he was born because of a promise.
而且主耶稣有死里复活的经历。
Also, the Lord has arose from the dead.
而且主耶稣他在公开服事，说天国近了，你们要悔改的时候。他是天国的君王的形象出现的时候是大概三十岁。
Also, when Jesus started his ministry, when he said that, behold, the kingdom of God is near, he was about the age of 30.
很有意思的，约瑟在地上掌权的时候也是三十岁。
Very interestingly, when Joseph started to rule in this world, he was also 30 years old.
所以这个梦是一个真实。
So this dream is a reality.
那我们要花时间可以看到许多许多这样的类似的。
If you want to spend more time, you can see a lot of similes.
那我们再看第二个可以帮助我们来读这个故事的。
The second point that can help us to understand these stories is,
就大家读到这一段的时候，不要去对号入座。
Also, do not stereotype anything.
比如我们读到这样的故事，那就觉得我是约瑟。
When you read the story, you feel like you are Joseph.
或者他是约瑟。
Or he is Joseph.
那只要是反对他的，那可能那些人都是不好的人。
If anyone who is opposing you, they're all bad people.
可能又要再来一次鉴别谁是麦子，谁是败子。
And then you'll have to distinguish who is the wheat and who is the tares.
我建议大家不要这样去贴标签。
I ask you not to label each other.
把今天的故事运用到我们每个个人的心里。
Just apply today's story in your own heart.
从这个角度我们看看，其实约瑟在我们每个信主的人生命里面都有。
You can see that Joseph is alive in every single one of us.
只要你信主了，你里面就有约瑟的生命。
As long as you have believed in the Lord, you will have the life of Joseph in you.
而这些作恶的哥哥们呢？
What about these brothers who has brought forth a bad report?
也是这样。
Likewise, it's also like this.
在我们里面也有这个抵挡神的。
Inside us, there is also something that opposes God.
还有不让光照进来的地方。
There's also areas that we reject the light from shining in.
那我们就是在这两个我们有这个角度，我们再来看下面的故事。
From these two angles, we'll read the following stories.
在读这个故事，我们这样吧，我们先把这个故事从头到尾先读这一段。
We'll read the story through.
然后呢，我们回来看，在主耶稣身上这个梦是怎么实现的。
Then we will go back to the story and see how the dream was realized in the life of Jesus.
但这一段在主耶稣身上所成就的，就是在约瑟身上所成就的，只是耶稣基督在地上在外面的工作。
So what is accomplished in Jesus' life is also accomplished in the life of Joseph, but these are just external manifestations.
但是我们先来看。
However, let's read first.
怎么样 这个生来做犹太人王的做了王。
How this person who is born to be the king of Jews indeed become the king of Jews.
这是真理。
This is truth.
然后我们再来看同样的故事，再看一遍。
Then we will read this, think about a story again.
但这一次我们来看这个梦怎么在我们身上实现。
Then we'll think about how this dream can be realized in us.
怎么样这些哥哥们也可以进入到这个故事里。
How these older brothers can also enter into this story.
因为如果没有这最后一步。
Because without this last step.
主是主，我是我。
The Lord is the Lord and I am me.
这弟兄没有相认的话。
Unless the brothers recognize each other.
这个梦还没有完全的实现。
The dream has not been fully fulfilled.
主耶稣的作王也不是完全的作王。
And therefore, Jesus is not fully king.
所以我们现在来读一读这个故事。
So let's read the story.
在创世纪第37章的13到14节。
Genesis 37, 13 and 14.
以色列对约瑟说，你哥哥们不是在世间放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。约瑟说，我在这里。
And Israel said to Joseph, Are not your brothers pasturing the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them. And he said to him, I will go.
以色列说，你去看看你哥哥们平安不平安，群羊平安不平安，就回来报信给我。于是打发他出希伯伦谷。
Then he said to him, Go now and see about the welfare of your brothers and the welfare of the flock, and bring word back to me. So he sent him from the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem.
对，他往示剑去，然后我们再来读37章的18到20节。
Then we read chapter 37, verses 18 through 20.
在这个之前呢，约瑟他找哥哥的时候迷路了。
Earlier, Joseph got lost looking for his brothers.
但是他还是找到他的哥哥们。
But he finally did find his brothers.
那他的哥哥们呢？
What about his brothers?
第十八节，他们远远地看见他，趁他还没有走到跟前，大家就同谋要害死他，彼此说：“你看那做梦的来了。”
Verse 18, when they saw him from a distance and before he came close to them, they plotted against him to put him to death. And they said to one another, Here comes the dreamer.
然后第二十节，来吧，我们将他杀了，丢在一个坑里，就说有恶兽把他吃了。我们且看他的梦将来怎么样。
Verse 20, now then, come and let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits, and we will say, a wild beast devoured him. Then let us see what will become of his dreams.
这个时候他们要破坏这个梦。
Now they want to destroy the dreams.
这个时候呢，有大哥流变，他试着要阻止过。
Here, the eldest son Reuben tried to prevent this.
后来他们中间的一个哥哥叫犹大，他也改变主意了。
And then Judah, one of the brothers, changed his mind.
所以在第37章第26节。
Therefore, in verse 26 of chapter 37, it says,
犹大对众弟兄说，我们杀我们的弟兄，藏了他的血，有什么益处呢？
And Judah said to his brothers, What profit is it for us to kill our brother and cover up his blood?
所以他们就把约瑟从丢去的那个坑里把他再带出来卖给以实玛利人。
Therefore, they raised Joseph from the pit and sold to the Ishmaelites.
那约瑟的故事就在第39章又重新开始。
Then the story of Joseph continues in chapter 39.
从第一节、第二节我们来读。
Verses 1 and 2.
约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提乏。从那些带下他来的以实玛利人手下买了他去，约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。
Chapter 39, verse 1. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
然后我们再来读十一、十二节。
And then verses 11 and 12.
这个时候，父爱的这个儿子成了奴隶。
Here, the beloved son of the father became the slave.
有一天，约瑟进屋里去办事，家中人没有一个在那屋里。 妇人就是波提乏的妻子就拉住他的衣裳说你与我同寝吧约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手里跑到外边去了
Verse 11, now it happened one day that he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the household was there inside, and she, this is the wife of Potiphar, caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me, and he left his garment in her hand and fled and went outside.
所以那个时候波提乏的妻子来引诱他行淫。
So at that time, Potiphar's wife wanted to seduce him to commit adultery.
当约瑟跑掉之后然后这个妇人就诬陷约瑟说约瑟调戏他
and this woman after Joseph ran away maligned Joseph and said that he was making sport of her
第十九到二十一节 约瑟的主人听见他妻子对他说的话说你的仆人如此待我他就生气把约瑟下在监里就是王的囚犯被囚的地方于是约瑟在那里坐监但耶和华与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私欲的眼前蒙恩。
Verse 19 to 21. Now it came about when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, This is what your slave did to me, that his anger burned. So Joseph's master took him and put him into the jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the jail. But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer.
所以这个奴隶现在成了一个囚犯了。
So this slave now became a prisoner.
在后来他帮助一个入监的酒政解梦。
Later on, he helped to interpret dreams for a cupbearer.
然后神在兴起环境。
And then the Lord raised up certain circumstances.
在酒政被约瑟帮助把他忘记两年之后。
After the cupbearer was helped by Joseph, and the cupbearer forgot about him for 2 years.
神让法老做了一个没人能解的梦。
God let Pharaoh dream a dream that no one could interpret.
所以约瑟就被酒政介绍到法老面前。
Therefore, Joseph was introduced by the cupbearer to go before Pharaoh.
在第四十一章十五、十六节。
Verses 15 and 16 of chapter 41.
法老对约瑟说：“我做了一梦，没有人能解。我听见人说，你听了梦就能解。”约瑟回答法老说这不在乎我神必将平安的话回答法老
Verse 15 And Pharaoh said to Joseph I have had a dream but no one can interpret it and I have heard it said about you that when you hear a dream you can interpret it Joseph then answered Pharaoh saying it is not in me God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer
当知道这个梦之后约瑟就告诉法老
After Joseph heard about this dream, he told Pharaoh.
因为神要把神要做的事显明给法老看。
God wants to reveal to Pharaoh what God is about to do.
先有七个丰年，然后有七个荒年。
First seven abundant years, then seven lean years.
而且约瑟提出应对的办法。
Also, Joseph brought out things that they can do to counter these things to come.
所以在第三十八节。法老对臣仆说像这样的人有神的灵在他里头我们岂能找得着呢
Therefore in verse 38 Pharaoh said to his servants Can we find a man like this in whom is a divine spirit?
在第41节法老又对约瑟说我派你治理埃及全地
And in verse 41 Pharaoh said to Joseph See I have set you over all the land of Egypt
所以这是故事的前面半段
This is the first part of the story.
在之后在七个荒年中呢那个雅各家就完全断粮了
So in the seven lean years, the house of Jacob had no food.
那只有埃及有粮
Only food was only found in Egypt.
所以呢约瑟的父亲雅各就打发除便雅敏之外的十个儿子去敌粮。
Therefore, Jacob sent his 10 sons, other than Benjamin, to find food.
在第42章的第八、第九节。
In chapter 42, verses 8 and 9.
约瑟看见他们就认得哥哥们，他们却不认得他。约瑟想起从前所做的那两个梦。就对他们说你们是奸细来窥探这地的虚实
Verse 8 in chapter 42, But Joseph had recognized his brothers, although they did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he had about them and said to them, You are spies. You had come to look at the undefended parts of our land.
所以这些哥哥们被约瑟关在监里有三天时间。
So these brothers were jailed for 3 days in prison.
到底是报复吗？还是怎么样？
Whether it's revenge?
那后面在第21节。
In verse 21 it says,
在监牢里面这些哥哥们就他们彼此说，我们在兄弟身上实在有罪。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里的愁苦却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。
In verse 21, then they said to one another, Truly we are guilty concerning our brother, because we saw the distress of his soul when he pleaded with us, yet we would not listen, therefore this distress has come upon us.
所以他们在那里悔改。
They were repenting there.
他们知道自己是当得的报应。
They know that this is a recompense that they deserve.
那个时候约瑟听见他们的话，转身出去就哭了一场。
Joseph heard what they said, and so he turned aside and cried.
在这个之后，他又让他们回去，把便雅敏这个小儿子再带到这个埃及。
Then Joseph let them go, and then he told them to bring Benjamin back to Egypt.
然后约瑟呢，那时候就造成一个事实，就是便雅敏偷了银杯。
Joseph fabricated the fact that Benjamin stole the silver cup.
那这个便雅敏其实是被冤枉的呀。
Benjamin was did not do this.
但是这些兄弟们他们没有辩解，他们在那里顺从。
However, these brothers were just obeying. They did not argue with Joseph.
十个弟兄陪着便雅敏回到埃及受罚。
All 10 brothers accompanied Benjamin to fall under punishment.
其中这个犹大他特别出头。
Particularly Judah spoke up.
来到约瑟面前。
He came before Joseph.
所以在第44章33到34节。
Therefore, in chapter 44 in verses 33 and 34,
犹大讲，现在求你容仆人住下，替这童子做我主的奴仆，叫童子和他哥哥们一同上去。若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我父亲呢？恐怕我看见灾祸临到我父亲身上。
Judah said, Now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad, a slave to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad is not with me, lest I see the evil that would overtake my father?
这时候这个哥哥犹大是体恤他父亲的心。
Here, the brother Judah was mindful of his father's heart.
他爱他自己的弟兄，也愿意为这个弟兄来替罪。
He loved his younger brother, and he also want to be the propitiation of sin for this brother.
所以在这个事情发生的时候
，So when this matter occurred,
在创世记的在四十五章的第一、第二节
，In Genesis chapter 45 verses 1 and 2,
约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁。吩咐一声说人都要离开我出去约瑟和弟兄相认的时候并没有一人站在他面前他就放声大哭埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了
Verse 1 Then Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him and he cried Have everyone go out from me So there was no man with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers and he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it and the household of Pharaoh heard of it
其实在弟兄相认这个事上这是约瑟第三次的哭了
In fact when he was recognizing his brothers this is the third time that he cried
在他父亲死后他又哭了一次
After his father passed away he cried again
我数了数他一共哭过八次
I counted he cried 8 times
那我们相不相信呢
？Do we believe？
就是这个内有恶心，外有恶行的哥哥。
These people who these brothers who have evil hearts and evil deeds。
现在就成了一个君王的样式。
Now they have become the likeness of a king。
犹大他是代表君王。
Judah represents a type of king.
大卫是犹太犹大支派的狮子。
David is the lion of Judah.
那耶稣也是大卫的后裔。
Jesus is also the descendant of Judah.
在这个后面第四第五节。
Further on in verses 4 and 5 it says,
约瑟又对他弟兄们说，请你们进前来，他们就进前来。他说，我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及的，现在不要因为把我卖到这里自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先来，为要保全生命。
Verse 4, then Joseph said to his brothers, please come closer to me. Then they came closer, and he said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be grieved or angry with yourself, because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life.
在这个故事后来在二十四节的时候
Further on in verse 24 it says,
约瑟是打发他的弟兄们平平安安的回去。
So Joseph sent his brothers away peacefully.
他又讲了一句话
And he said these words,
说你们不要在路上相争。
Do not quarrel on the journey.
所以我读经就先读到这里。
This concludes our scripture reading.
可能以前没有这么长的读经时间哈。
We've never spent so much, such a long time reading scripture.
但是我下面要讲的内容非常快。
However, I will go through my content quickly.
因为这个梦大家已经知道它的内容。
Because you all know about the content of the dream.
其实大家都非常熟悉这样的真理。
So we all know this very well.
所以我们现在来看一看。
So let's see clearly.
这个梦怎么样在约瑟身上或者说在我们主耶稣身上成为真实。
How did this dream become a reality in Joseph's life and the life of our Lord Jesus?
那我们已经看到这个哥哥们与约瑟之间的冲突是因为这些哥哥们的恶。
We see that Joseph had conflicts with his brothers because of the evil of the brothers.
同样主来到这个地上出生他是要做君王的。
Likewise, the Lord came to this earth to become king.
但是这个他自己的人却不接受他。
However, his own people did not receive him.
这些以色列人他们不光杀了先知甚至神差的儿子他们也要杀害。
These Israelites, not only did they kill the prophets, they even killed the son of God that he sent.
或者说主耶稣是无缘无故的被人所恨。
You can also say that the Lord Jesus was hated for no good reason.
而且我们后来看到很有意思讲到以色列打发约瑟去看他的哥哥们。
Also, we see that, Israel sent Joseph to see the welfare of his brothers.
如果大家仔细读的话，在这一章里面，三十七章，只有在这个地方提到这件事，讲到他是以色列，在后面前面讲到都讲他是雅各。
So only in this instance, in chapter 37, when it was referred to as Israel, before or after, it was always referring to him as Jacob.
所以我们看到其实是父神打发他的儿子来到这个充满罪恶的世界。
So we see that it was the father who sent his son to this world that is full of evil.
让他降生在马槽里面。
He was born in a manger.
那我想我们大家都了解这个故事。
We all know the story.
像刚才我们读的时候有没有想过这个雅各他曾经因为弟兄的相争离开他的父母很久的时间。
But do you remember that Jacob, because of his conflict with his brother, he left his parents for a long time?
因为他的爸爸妈妈一个喜欢这个儿子，一个喜欢那个儿子。
Because his parents, one liked this son, one liked the other son.
那难道雅各在这样的经历之后，他还故意的来把彩衣赐给约瑟，而且打发他去见这些哥哥们
？Did Jacob deliberately still, love this son Joseph particularly and even gave him a very colored tunic and also sent him to his brothers?
难道他不知道打发约瑟去有多危险吗？后来我们知道是有去无回，有超过二十年的时间，父亲不能见到他的儿子。
Didn't he, Jacob knew that this was a very dangerous journey for Joseph to see his brothers? He went and he never came back. It was as long as 20 years.
后来我们也知道他的哥哥们要害死他。
Later on, we know that his brothers wanted to kill him.
没有记载约瑟的挣扎。
It did not record, the Bible did not record Joseph struggling with them.
主耶稣也像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
The Lord Jesus was like lamb led to slaughter.
当人讲要除掉他，除掉他的时候。
When men says about Jesus, away with him, away with him.
他默默无言。
He did not utter a word.
在后面讲到，像这个流变或者说犹大，他们想换一个方式。
Later on, it talked about Reuben or Judah. They wanted to change the method.
似乎他们里面有一个向善的心。
Maybe they have a heart toward the good.
但是不能完全。
However, their goodness is not perfect.
卖掉约瑟跟杀掉他没有什么区别。
To sell Joseph and to kill him, there's not a big difference.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候，这个比拉多就是这样的人。
When Jesus was on this earth, Pilate was just like someone like that.
他不愿意流义人的血。
Pilate did not want a righteous man to shed blood.
但是他的意愿或者善行一点用处都没有。
However, the goodness of Pilate was of no use at all.
所以罪恶最后是一同的。整个这个世界包括他自己也要执行把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Therefore, evil filled this earth and even him, Pilate himself, crucified Jesus.
后来讲到约瑟不管是在做奴隶做囚犯的时候凡事顺利因为神与他同在。
Later on, it talked about Joseph, whether he was a slave or he was in jail, he was successful everywhere he went because the Lord was with Joseph.
而且约瑟受过这个妇人的引诱跟试探。
Also, Joseph has been tempted by this woman.
主耶稣他也是。
Likewise, Jesus was the same way.
不管在什么样的被压的情形下面，他凡事都顺利，他也胜过试探。
Likewise, Jesus, under all kinds of pressure, he overcome temptation.
那约瑟他为什么能够达到这些呢
？How could Joseph accomplish all of this?
在后面法老讲过的这句话。
Because of this word that Pharaoh said.
他说神的灵在他里头。
There's a divine nature in Joseph.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候。
So when Jesus, the Lord Jesus was on this earth.
圣灵在那里带领他。
The Holy Spirit was leading Jesus.
他就是神自己。
He was God himself.
所以圣灵还没有降下的时候主耶稣的大能大力都是在圣灵里面的工作。
Before the Holy Spirit was given to the world, all the mighty powers of Jesus was the work of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵是在一个人里面。
The divine spirit is in the spirit of man.
他就是那天国的君王。
He is the king of the heavens.
所以约瑟的掌权就跟这个主耶稣在地上的故事是完全一样的。
Therefore, the rule and reign of Joseph was just like the rule and reign of the Lord Jesus on this earth.
十字架之后，主耶稣复活升天得荣耀。
After the cross, he arose to the heaven and he received glory.
而且赐下圣灵。
Also, he gave out the Spirit.
所以感谢主，主把他升为至高。赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
Therefore, the Father ascended him on high and gave him name above every name.
这个是真理。
This is truth.
这是一个事实。
This is real.
那下面就看到我们了。
Then we have to look at ourselves.
那在这个故事里面，那我们所看到的，我们的开始是怎么样的
？In this story, what do we see our beginning as?
我们的开始，就是那个像哥哥们一样的开始。
Our beginning is just like these brothers.
我们就是那个抵挡光的人。
We are the ones who oppose light.
我们就是那个要除掉他的人。
We are the ones who say away with him.
在信主之前无缘无故不知道为什么我听到福音我就当时我甚至把一个传福音的一个弟兄从家里赶出去。
Before I believed the Lord, for no good reason, I even chased this brother who was trying to preach the gospel to me outside of my house.
所以这真的是一个无缘无故的一个恨。
This is hatred for no good reason.
而且呢当光照到我们里面的时候这个罪反而发动得更强烈。
Also, when the light shines in us, this stirs up sin to have even more activity.
所以在罗马书我们现在查经组所读到的。
Therefore, in Romans, as our Bible study group said,
在第七章里面那里面特别讲到这样一个情形。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 7, it particularly mentions this scenario.
当属灵的律法来到的时候我反而 这个罪发动了。
When this lost spirit come into my body, the my member's body is actually governed by the sin of the law of sin.
但是感谢主，主继续施恩。当我们接受他的时候，就像一个新的生命生在马槽里。
However, thank to be to God, He is gracious to us. When we accept Him, it is like a new life that is being born in the manger.
这个生命来到我们里面就是做王的。
This life comes into our life to be king.
但是经常我们现在的经历是怎么样呢？
However, often, what is our true condition?
我们还是抵挡。
We're still opposing Him.
我要行的善反而行不出来。
The good I want to do, I cannot do.
经常我们消灭这些圣灵的感动。
And we quench the moving of the Spirit.
所以今天主耶稣借着圣灵是住在我们里面。
So today the Lord Jesus dwells in us through the Spirit.
但是我们经常消灭圣灵的感动。
However, oftentimes we quench the Spirit.
所以神一直做工在我们里面。
Therefore God continuously try to work in us.
主耶稣基督在地上做的这个成就的就是为着我们被钉在十字架上。
What the Lord Jesus accomplished on this earth was to be crucified on the cross for us.
就是为了我们这样的罪人。
For sinners like us.
感谢主。那我们再来看这个故事的下一半。
Thank the Lord. Let's look at the story, the second half of the story.
那神怎么样来做成这样的性情，这样做君王的生命，这个梦成就在我们身上。
How did God form the divine nature, this life, the kingly life, be formed in us to accomplish the story?
因为如果我们不了解这件事的话，
If we don't understand this matter,
不进入这个梦的话，
If we cannot enter into this dream,
主耶稣就算降生一千次，跟我们也一点益处都没有。
Even though the Lord Jesus were to be born 1,000 times, it would be no benefit to us.
那我们如果看到后面约瑟跟弟兄们相认之前
if we see that before Joseph and his brothers recognize one another,
我们看到这些弟兄们，这些哥哥们，他们首先的一件事就是悔改。
We see that the first thing the brothers did was to repent.
感谢主，神经常借着我们里面没有良的那些光景，那些难处，把我们带到主的面前。
A lot of times God brought us through the difficulties and conditions without light to bring us before Him.
但是借着这样的经历，我们在神面前在主的面前，我们可以意识到自己原来一无所有。
However, through these experiences, we realize that before the Lord, we are nothing.
所以这样的经历在最近很多弟兄姐妹应该经历到。
So this experience has been pretty common among a lot of brothers and sisters.
不是说那个罪的事情，是说当这个冰雪的灾来到的时候。
I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about when the ice storm arrived.
我们到神面前就是这个感觉，我什么都没有。
We came before God and we said we are nothing.
我们有什么是配得？我们家里的水管不爆的呢。
What is it that we have done that is worthy for God to prevent the pipes from bursting?
所以经常我自己在这样的情形里面总想到我真的是一个罪人。
So in these conditions really caused me to think that I truly am a sinner.
甚至我连这个最基本的生活都不一定有，没电没水的时候。
I don't even have this life without power, without water.
所以当这些弟兄们悔改的时候，
But when these brothers repented,
感谢神，这是基督可以进到我们里面的条件已经有了。
This is the condition by which Christ can enter into our lives.
但这是神特别的一个工作。
But this is a special work of God.
不只要停在不能只停在这里。
We cannot stop at this point.
因为主耶稣在地上，当五千人被喂饱之后，他们来追随耶稣，耶稣却离开他们。
Because when Jesus fed the 5,000, they wanted to follow him, but then Jesus departed from them.
这个梦要成就的话，我们不能只是吃饼得饱。
If this dream has to be fulfilled, we cannot just be only concerned with the bread that we will eat.
这些难处让我们到神面前，或者我们被神的一个神迹吸引，这些不能持久。
If we are turn to him because of a difficulty, or we're attracted to him because of some miracle, these cannot sustain.
所以 如果没有这种真正的十字架的工作，我们不会有真正的悔改。
Without the true work of the cross, we cannot have true repentance.
那感谢主，借着神的安排，我们有机会可以经历一些被冤枉的情形，甚至。
And we thank God for arranging times when we have been misunderstood.
曾经就是最近我们组里面一个姐妹，她就说，她的那个家里面的水管爆了之后。
One sister from my Bible study shared that after her water pipes burst in her house.
可能是水管爆了，她家里面需要被修理。
Maybe her pipes burst, but in any event, her home needs to be repaired.
这个时候，她找到她住的地方那些管理的说，请他们来修。
At this time, she went to management of her place to ask them for repair.
但是过了很久，都没有人来修。来修，后来来了，但修得非常的不好，完全没有解决。不是说完全是。不解决问题的，或者说。
So the repairman took a long time to show up, but even when they showed up, it didn't really do a very good repair, so it didn't solve the problem.
所以这个姐妹就又去这个管理的地方。
So the sister went back to the management again.
想在那里去与他们说理由。
She wanted to argue with them.
甚至发一发脾气。
Maybe she'll throw a fit.
但是他里面突然有个声音跟他讲
But suddenly there's a voice within her, in her saying to her
不要这样
Do not do this
所以他到那里一出口他自己都不知道竟然成了一个祝福的话
So when she got there even without her knowing it was she uttered words of blessing
他说去修的人他们很认真
She said that the repairmen were very serious workers
所以他们有很好的交通
And they have a very good sharing
所以这个加在他身上的难处完全没有影响到他。
Therefore, the difficulties that were added to her did not affect her at all.
所以感谢主，借着这些神预备的环境，借着十字架的工作，我们里面可以有这样的性情。
Therefore, through the circumstances that God has arranged, through the work of the cross, we could have this divine nature be formed in us.
如果有这样的情形发生，主一定是情不自禁的要认我们。
When these things happen, the Lord could not help but recognize us.
那感谢主，我们刚才曾经提到，为什么这个父亲要做这样一件事情，把儿子送就是差遣到他的哥哥们中间。
Earlier we mentioned why the father had to send his son to his brothers.
所以我想弟兄姐妹们现在应该非常清楚。
So now you must know this very well.
是因为这是父亲他特别的安排。
Because these are special arrangements by the Father.
他是为了保全生命。
He wants to preserve life.
如果大家记得的话
If you remember,
在前面讲到以色列他差遣约瑟去说你看看你哥哥们平安不平安。
Because when Israel sent Joseph to his brothers, he said, go and see about the welfare of your brothers.
所以这个梦他的成就是因着父亲的爱。
The dream is being fulfilled because of the love of the Father.
神爱着每一个这个父亲爱每一个哥哥们，就像爱约瑟一样。
The Father loves every single brother just like he loves Joseph.
他怎样爱主
？How he loves the Lord.
爱他自己的独生子。
How he loves his only begotten Son.
他今天也怎样的爱我们每一个人。
It is the same love that he loves with every single one of us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个梦里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in the dream.
没错，主耶稣他是君王。
True, Jesus the Lord is king.
但是主的计划是让我们也借着跟从圣灵，接受十字架的对付，里面也有那个君王的生命。
However, the intention of the Lord is that through the leading of the Spirit, through the work of the cross, we can also exhibit this kingly life in us.
所以我们看到犹大他所讲的话他所做的事
Therefore we see what the words that Judah said and what the actions that Judah took
刚才我们已经提到
Earlier we already mentioned
他体贴父的心意
He was mindful of the father's heart
所以他心里面想到的是便雅悯
He thought about Judah's heart thought about Benjamin
那个时候他们没有彼此抱怨
They did not grumble against one another.
也没有去跟人去争论。
They did not argue with other people.
犹大能想到的一件事
the only thing Judah can think about,
就是如果父亲见不到便雅悯, 父亲受不了。
If the father did not see Benjamin, it would overtake the father.
所以他说，我来替他在这里做奴隶。
Therefore, Judah said, I will be the slave in replacement for Benjamin.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们记得的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we remember.
耶稣在逾越节的晚餐的时候说他要上十字架要被卖。
Jesus told people that he will be sold in the dinner at Passover.
他讲完之后这些门徒还在那里争说我们中间谁当是伟大的。
However, after he said that, these disciples were still arguing who is the greatest among them.
所以主耶稣说你们不可这样。
Therefore, Jesus said, do not be like this.
我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
I am like one who serves.
所以这样的君王是一个奴仆的君王。
Therefore, this king is the servant king.
感谢主，如果这些哥哥们犹大，我们能够成为这样的人。
So thank the Lord that if these brothers and Judah and us
能够成为像主耶稣那样来体恤父的心意，来爱弟兄，为弟兄来替罪，来舍己的人。
And we can become like the Lord Jesus, who can sacrifice ourselves for our brother and to be propitiation for sin for our brothers.
约瑟忍不住要大哭一场。
Therefore, Joseph could not but cry out aloud.
所以这个是梦的完全的完成。
This is the complete fulfillment of the dream.
这是完全的实现。
This is the complete realization of the dream.
所以我们愿不愿意像约瑟一样
？Are we willing to be like Joseph？
成为一个做梦的人
？To be a dreamer。
虽然我们因此与别人都不一样了
，Even though we might be different from anybody else，
这世界可能不欢迎我们
，And this world may not welcome us。
但如果我们体恤父的心意
，However, if we are mindful of the heart of the Father，
就算外人说看哪，那个做梦的人来了
，Even though all these other people say, "Look, here comes the dreamer."
但是我们是那认识真理的人。
But we who know the truth，
我们知道基督他来就是要做王。
We know that Christ comes to become king。
因为基督他经历十字架就是做王的，他已经得胜。
Because Christ goes through the cross to be king, and he is triumphant。
而且这就是我们的意象，支配我们的一生。
And this vision will govern the rest of our lives。
而且我们凭着信。在我们里面已经有了神的生命
，and by faith，
神儿子的生命。
By faith, we already have the life of the Son of God in us.
所以我们学习顺服圣灵。
Therefore, we have to learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
接受十字架的功课。
To accept the lessons of the cross.
天天来学习悔改，回到主面前。
Every day, we learn the lesson of repenting.Before God and to come before Him.
在主安排的这些时日里面
，in all the time and circumstances arranged by the Lord，
体贴父的心意
，we become mindful of the heart's desire of the Father。
我们彼此相爱
，and we love one another。
不要在路上相争
，so that we don't quarrel on the journey。
我们甘心来彼此服侍
，and we're so willing to serve one another。
弟兄姐妹们，这样的话，我们就是一个罪人蒙主恩。
Brothers and sisters, if we do this, we are sinners saved by grace.
我们里面要被磨成神儿子的形象。
We will be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
主耶稣他做王得胜，就要成就在我们身上。
The Lord Jesus, he become overcomer so that he can become a king in us.
所以他要带众子进到荣耀里。
Therefore, he wants to lead many sons in glory.
弟兄姐妹们，这个梦是将来必成的事。
Brothers and sisters, this dream will surely be fulfilled.
这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
所以愿意我们来学习做一个做梦的人。
Therefore, let's learn to be a dreamer.
因为今天甚至包括以后就更加我们要说耶和华为我们成就了大事。
Particularly today, but even in the future, we want to say the Lord has done great things for us.
好，那我时间就停在这里，我们有一个祷告结束。
This concludes my time. Let's pray.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，如果主啊，我们没有这个梦的话。
If we do not have a dream,
我们在世上只不过是做外人做客旅的。
We are just aliens and travelers.
但现在主啊，我们却是神家里的人了。
However, now we become household of God.
这个超乎寻常的事 求你帮助我们凭信心来接受。
This is a supernatural thing, but by faith, teach us to accept and believe in this.
愿基督成为我们那荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
愿圣灵天天带领我们。
May the Holy Spirit lead us every day.
我们仰望那一天，弟兄我们再相见，面对面相见的那一日。
And we look to the day when we can see all the brothers face to face.
我们要与父同聚在天上。
We will be together with the Father in the heavenlies.
这不是一个梦。
This is not a dream.
这是我们里面的实际。
This is the reality within us.
感谢你这样荣耀的盼望赐给我们。
We thank you for this glorious hope in us.
虽然我们不配。
Even though we're not worthy.
但我们得在基督里都在乎神。
We are in Christ because of God.
所以我们愿意在主面前，在神里面夸口。
Therefore, we want to boast in God, in Christ.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.